This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7. Manera nasi uri musuwe shondo kubvumbi 24, 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tumakwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Sangano revashandi reZCTU rinokwidza kunetsana kwekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe nevashandi vayo kusangano reInternational Labour Organization kana kuti ILO. Vagari vemuHarare vosaina gwaro rekumisa kupindira kwegurukota rezvematunhu mukufambiswa kwebasa mukanzuru yeguta. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Munyori mukuru wesangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo vanoti sangano ravo harisati rawana mhinduro kubva kusangano reInternational Labour Organization pamusoro petsamba yavakanyora svondo rapera yekuti sangano reILO ripindire mugakava riripo pakati pekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe nevashandi vayo avo vari kurangwa mabasa. Vamoyo vanoti chinovafadza panyaya iyi ndechekuti sangano reILO rakanyorera kumahofisi aro ari muZimbabwe richida kunzwisisa kuti nyaya yavakasvitsa yaive yechokwadi here kuti rikwanise kutorawo matanho. ZCTU iri kuda kuti ILO imanikidze hurumende yeZimbabwe inove muridzi weNational Railways of Zimbabwe kuti ibhadhare vashandi vayo mari dzavo idzo vanoti vave nemwedzi gumi nemishano vasati vatambiriswa. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navamoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Hatisati tapiwa pfungwa dzavo kuti nyaya iyi vachaibata zvakaita sei, asi tinodziziva kuti vatambira tsamba yedu vadzoka kuofisi yekuHarare yeILO. Sezvo munodziziva kuti ILO ine maofisis nyika dzese. Vachida confirmation yekuti nyaya iri kutaura neorganization yevashandi muZimbabwe ndizvozvo here. Saka zviri padare, tatomirira kuti inyaya vachaibata sei, sezvo kuri kuchora kodzero remushandi kuti mushandi agare asingatambiri. Tiri kutarisira kuti nguva inoteera iyi vanenge vatotipa pfungwa dzavo kuti vachaita sei nechiitiko ichi.
Asi chii chakaita kuti mufunge kutora danho iri? Matadza here kuti munge muchiteera matano anogadzirisa kunetsana uku muZimbabwe?
Tingati madanho akaitwa nevashandi veRailways kana kuti maunions anoorganiza kuRailways anotozivikana muno munyika. Misangano yakati wandei neMinistry of Labour, misangano yakati wandei neMinistry of Transport. Takaedza nepatinokwanisa kuti hurumende ikwanise kubhadhara vashandi ava sezvo vakawanda. Munodziziva kuti Railway ikambani yehurumende. Madanho yese takaita haana kutipa zvinotigutsa nenyaya yekuti vashandi takutopinda gore rechipiri vashandi vasingatambiri. Saka taedza nepatinokwanisa muno munyika kutaurirana. Tiri kuona kuti haya hapana chiri kubuda.
Tinoona kuti iyo hurumende ine zvakawanda zvairi kutadza kuteedzera zvinenge zvabva kuILO. Mungaona paine musiyano here rwendo runo rwekuti ingazotambira zvinenge zvabva kusangano reILO?
Maziviro edu ndezvekuti mashandiro eILO ndeyekuti kana pane zvabuda kuILO zvinotorwa nenyika dzakawanda dzakasiyana-siyana. Railway inoshanda ichishandira vamwe vanhu vakasiyana-siyana. Tingati tingava kutakura zvino magudzu anovatsira mamwe makambani dzezvimwe nyika. Saka tiri kuona kuti kana nyika idzodzo dzabata nyaya iyoyo dzinogona kuvachiisa pressure kuti Railway ikwanise kutevedzera zvinenge zvichidikanwa neILO.
Ava vanga vari munyori mukuru weZCTU vaJafet Moyo vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Vagari vemuHarare vachitungamirwa nemumiriri weHarare West mudare reParamende muzvare Jesse Fungai Majome vari kusaina gwaro rekukurudzira kuti gurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu vaSevia Kasukuwere vasaisa maoko avo mukufambiswa kwebasa mukanzuro yeHarare. Muzvare Majome vanoveve MDCT vanoti kupindira kuri kuramba kuchiita vakasukuwere muHarare City Council kunotyora Section 264 Subsection 2 yebumbiro remitemo. Vanoti mugwaro iri vari kuda kuti vagari vabvumizwe kushandisa masimba avanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo mukutuma vanhu vavakasarudza kuti vaite basa rekanzuru zvakasununguka uye kuti makanzura abvumizwe kuzadzisa zvido izvi pasina kumbunyikidzwa. Gwaro remasiginicha iri rinotarisirwa kuzonosvitswa kuna vakasukuwere. Tabata Muzvare Majome kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Semugari muHarare anoziva kuti bumbiro remutemo rakanyatsotaura kuti vanhu kana vavhotera vasarudzira makansela avo vanotungamirira guta ndivo vane kodzero yekunge vachivadzisa kuti vakwanise nguva chaizvo zvavanoda. Ndirikukurudzira vagari vemuHarare kuti vasangogare vachingosvipirwa negurukota rezvelocal government nekuti kodzero tinadzo dzizere, asi isu tikangonyara tikangoita kunge zvimumu tichingotarisa tichingosvipirwa tichipfirwa tichichekwa-chekwa chokwadi hapana zvataita. Saka isusu sevagari vemuHarare ngatisimudze izwi nekuzivisa minista ivava kuti isusu tinoziva kodzero dzedu. Minista muHarare dzira watorega zvako, hatizvibvumidzi isusu varidzi veHarare tine masimba ari mubumbiro. Izvi ndiri kuzvita nekuti zviri kuitwa negurukota here ari kuita zvinhu ndezvepolitics.
Kwaivo vagari vari kutambira sei kurudziro yenyu?
Ii vagari vari kutambira kuridziro zvandingati zvakanaka nekuti pari zvino vanyora vasvika 170 asi vanove vakawanda nekuti mapetition anonoka, asi ndaichishaya kuti ndingaita kuti ndishambadze kuti vanhu vazive kuti pane chirongwa chakadai. Saka ndiri kuona mumazuva mashoma apfuura pekubvira minista vakazotsikizira kuti vakuda kudzinga meya, ndaona vati wandei vanhu vari kunyora. Saka nyaya yekushambadza shoko iri nekusvikawo paintanet nekuti petition iri paintanet, saka zvinoita kuti itinonoke. Asi ndiri kukurudzirawo kuti vanokwanisa ngavaende, nevanokwanisawo kuiprinta voipa vanhu kuti vaite zvekusaina vega vega. Zvinoita zvakare kuti masignature awande chaizvo minista vazive kuti Harare kwete minista, taamatemba akasvinura hatidi.
Muri kuda masignature anosvika huwandu hwakadii kuti munge muchikwanisa kuzotora matanho amuri kutaura?
Dai zvaiita kuti munhu wega wega anogara muHarare asaini ndozvandaitoda, asi ndozvati hazviti. Asi ngatichero akawanda tifanira kuti minista vanzwe nehuwandu kuti izwi revanhu vemuHarare rati kwete minista, kumuHarare kwete, mirai kwamakamira ikoko, tiremekedzei, remekedzai bumbiro redu remutemo, remekedzai masimba edu, remekedzai tinadzo pfungwa, hatisi vana vadiki.
Ava vanga vari mumiriri weHarare West mudare reParamende muzvare Jesse Fungai Majome vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Imwe nyaya unyanzvi munyaya dzekuchengetedzwa kwezvakatikomberedza vaBarnabas Mawire vanoti kushanduka kwemamiriro ekunze kucharamba kuchikanganisa mwaka yegore negore muZimbabwe. VaMawire vanoti varimi vanofanirwa kudzidza zvakasimba kushanduka kwekunze uku kana vachida kuti vakwanise kubudirira. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro pekushanduka kwekunze.
Mumaruva matinopinda umu pari zvino zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti mwaka wanga usina kumira mushe, mvura yakanonoka kunaya. Ndobva yazotanga kunaya, ndingangoti kana takatarisa pane mamiriro emwaka wedu muZimbabwe, pane inonzi October, November, December. Nguva iyoyo zveshuwa mvura haina kunaya zvakanaka. Yakamenesa mbeu, mbeu dzacho dzikaoma nekuti yakatiza. Asi kana takatarisa kubva muna February, March, ndingangoti kubvira pakati paJanuary, February, March, mvura yakatanga kunaya zvakasimba kunzvimbo dzakati wandei. Zvakabatsira zvikuru kuti mvura iyi yatingati yekunwa inogona kunge yakuwanika kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Asi kuti titi zvichabatsira pazvirimwa zvakanga zvatsva kudhara, haa, uku kwanga tingatoti hapasina chichabuda.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti kunze kunenge kwaratidza kukasika kuchinja, vamwe vari kuti kwaakutotonhora. Zvinei nemamiriro ekunze?
Ndo zvataa tiri kutaura zviyaka kuti nyaya iri kuitika yekuti mashandukiro ari kuita mamiriro ekunze aya ndo ari kukonzera kuti pane imwe nguva kunoitika arinonzi maextreme weather events akafanana naiwaya. Kana muchatondera gore rapera iri vakandemiri, ndofunga maimbozwa nyaya yemaheat waves. Saka zvese izvi zvine chekuita nekushanduka kuri kuita mamiriro ekunze.
Avo vanga vari nyanzvi munyaya dzekuchengetedzwa kwezvakatikomberedza vaBarnabas Mawire vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu, uko anotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka, tatsikwa navatemba muliswa vaimbova nhengo yedare reparamende uye varivo sachigaro weZANU-PF kuMashonaland West Province. Asi iko zvino vakavamba vachitungamirawo sangano revechidiki reYard. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7 mukoma muliswa.
Aiwa, ndinofara.
Vamuliswa, nhasi kuti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yesangano ramakaumba reYard. Patakapedzira kutaura zviya, manga muchiti maakuenda kumatunhu akasiyana-siyana kuti muende kunodzika midzi. Makwanisa here kuita zvamanga muchida kuita izvo?
Chokwadi, pandakakonai tanga tine National Executive yeYouth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, inova iri organization yevadiki inotarisa kuti vadiki 2018 vanenge vapindawo muzvigaro kumapati akasiyana-siyana vachisangana. Kunational takapedza ndikafamba kumaprovince, paya maprovince ese ndakapedza. Tikafamba kumadistrict executive committees futi hatinawo, anenge pane mudzviti wese idistrict executive committee tinosvika ipapo. Takapedza ese over 80 munyika. Iye zvinezvi taakumaconstituency. Ndinofara kutaura vateereri kuti iye zvinezvi yadhi muconstituency mese munyika 210 yavamo. I11 main committee inenge iripo yevechidiki vanenge vachimirira mayouth nevabereki mune zvinhu zvakawanda zvebudiriro zvedevelopment kana mainputs pavanenge vachiuya vachidawo futi kuzivawo kuti makansela nemaMP vakasarudzwa vari kushanda sei, nekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vakasarudzwa havadzoke kuvanhu vanenge vachida kuvhunzawo makanselers vacho. Saka mari yacho yamaitaura yekuti muchaita zvinhu zvamakavimbisa vanhu kuvaka zvipatara, marodhi nezvakadaro, kudzidzisa vana, ichawanikwa kupi? Saka ndiro rwendo rwatafamba kuti kuconstituency yese munyika tavamo, ende kumawadzi futi mune nzvimbo dzenge vana masvingo, vana matinoti kubhinga uku muurungwe West mese mandinozikanwa nembiri yangu, mawadzi ese amo, vane misangano yavakuita.
Saka apa muri kushanda nevechidiki kubva kumapato ose akasiyana-siyana?
Vese vechidiki tiri kushanda nawo. Takatambo kuti tishande ne16 to 35, kasi vechidiki vatinoshanda navo vakati ko kune vamwe vanosvika 40 vari 35 kana 50-60 vachiri vadiki, nekuti zvinoitika mapato emuZimbabwe vanoramba vachinyepera vechidiki kuti uchapinda uchapinda. Saka kunotiwo mayouth ane 50 years saka vakakumbira kuti aiwa, tine vakoma vedu vakatanga kupinda muzvigaro, wakuma 45, wakuma 50, wakuma 55, kuma 60. Tadini kushanda onao. Saka muka ona, wari 16 to 35, wakabata nene wari 35 to 60. Muona kutikana kuenda kuelection cha chayo, wano wina, nekuti wakati wande, nekuti munofana kuona tupa voters roll, maka wanda say. Wechidika wasati wa wanda pa voters roll, kasi waka wanda munyika. Saka toda kuti wandu wao munyika utarizike futi pama voters roll. Ndiko kuti wange wachigona kubetrana ne wamu wachivotero one wechidika wacho kuti wapindo. Kasi izwa wanga itewega wasina wao futi mkuru. Awasi kutawa tatidi wakuru aiwa kurungwa westuku kuward 15. Tina coordinator ane 73 years old. Kivano zibaba Jake. Vane mwanao aliku university. Aliku ita third year. Wawani kuto tawala uti kushanda kwa ndugu. Kutu shandira iye. Kana adzoka. Anu wanao chigaroche ward coordinator kutazo itao counselor. Ndiko kuna kiza kuliku ita zini. Kutivini. We chikura. Panda mbele kasingati kuona mwanao akachitunga mirirao.
Asi jamuru kutawala. Vamulisi kwa vamwe. Vano gona kusazo. Nyazo zinzi kwisisa. Nekuti kajinji. Vano neta zima tungirwe nyika awadi vechidiki vatingati vanenge vaine ruzivo rwakati JK nezvavanofanira kunge vachiita hamusi kusangana here nematambudziko nevamwe vari kuramba zvamuri kuita nevechidiki
zviri kunetsa nekuti chokwadi ndechekuti vagara vachishandisa vechidiki panyaya dzekurovana panyaya dzekuti vashande pasina zvavanovaitira pano vatara ndikapinda muchigaro ndichakwanira basa ndichakura tsvagirai maprogramu maprojects anenge aripo kuti mubudirire kuti muyambuke. Asi vapinda vanobva vakanganwa. Saka vechidiki vatambura kune vamunhu vakagraduata 10 years ago asina basa. Kuiye zvinezvi akugara pamusha anofange akushanda kuti abetsere vanin'ina vake pamusha nevabereki vake. Kasi nhasi vabereki vake ndovachiri kumuchengeta asi vakatengesa mombe kuti aende kuchikoro. Nguva yakwana yekuti vanhu vazive kuti uku kushandiswa katenge tichitwa hapana. Mapati ese takataura nawo kuti titaure 2018. Muchapinza vechidiki here urongwa hwenyu nevechidiki huri papi nekuti mukaona dzimwe nyika dzinenge dziripo vari kutungamira ndevechidiki kuTanzania huko Magufuli ariko anova ari president akabva kuchama chamapinduzi akaenda kuhondo ane 54 years kuCanada prime minister wacho mukuru ane 43 years old mukaona mai mugrupa wakapinda sa minister vanga vane 25 years old Simba Makoni zvakare angari under 30. Saka chii chinotadzawo vechidiki ezvinezva nemakoreyawo vapiwo zvigaro.
Aiwa, tinokutenda zvikuru vamuliswa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda nengo yamatipawo.
Manga makateerera kubva kuna vatemba muliswa vaimbova sachigaro webato rezanu PF kumashondaland west uye vari nengo yeparamende asi iko zvino vave kutungamira sangano rinozikanwa nekuti yard. Aiwa, ama wadiwa nambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai maoko ajonga kandemiri.
Tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako chinodzidzisa. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Sangano revashandi reZCTU rinokwidza kunetsana kwekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe nevashandi vayo kusangano reILO. Vagari vemuHarare vosaina gwaro rekumisa kuisa maoko kwegurukota rezvematunhu mukufambiswa kwebasa mukanzuru yeguta reHarare. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine sezvakare mangwana. Kune vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiyai mumaoko aMavelas Musanganyauye.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, April 24th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition African Development Party says it is willing to go into a strategic coalition with other opposition parties that share their same values ahead of the 2018 general elections.
We are open to discussions with any political party that is democratic and that shares our values and that wants to see a prosperous Zimbabwe.
Human traffickers in Kuwait and Zimbabwe have taken to social media to lure unsuspecting young girls and women from both the urban and rural areas to the Arab country under the pretext of lucrative jobs and better opportunities.
I was supposed to be a waitress. Then the agents of Kuwait, they took me to be a housemaid.
Health experts urge people to stick to healthy traditional diets and exercise in order to fend off diabetes and other diseases.
We are pretty much concerned about the effects of climate change, that our government is actually being reluctant in implementing the solutions we've actually proposed to them.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition African Development Party says it is willing to go into a strategic coalition with other opposition parties that share the same values ahead of the 2018 general elections. The president of ADP, Marceline Chikasha, says her party has made great strides in increasing its membership and will continue to nurture this growth. Chikasha tells us more on the issue.
African Democratic Party is gaining momentum. I think what we initially started doing, which was to spread into all the provinces very quickly and try and have structures in all the provinces very quickly, proved to be not the best strategy at the time. So we now decided that we'll focus province by province and constituency by constituency. So we've been growing steadily now using that strategy. So I think we are well prepared for 2018. We're definitely doing very well because we're setting up teams that can really work. And once each province has been set up and the teams are running with the work, we move on to the next province. One of the things that we've learned as a small party is it's not very wise to spread yourself too thinly in the beginning. So have strong structures and work province by province. And this strategy is proving to be a really good strategy for us. We're gaining a lot of support.
Are you looking at going into any coalition with other opposition parties? Because we've heard of so much talk on the ground that most of the opposition parties are looking at having a coalition ahead of 2018. What's your position on this?
We are open to discussions with any political party that is democratic and that shares our values and that wants to see a prosperous Zimbabwe. So we will definitely dialogue with anyone who shares the same values as us in the interest of bringing about a new and better Zimbabwe for everybody.
Has anybody approached you? Any opposition parties, have they tried to engage you at all so far?
We just had informal discussions, but nothing concrete as yet.
And which parties are these?
I'm not at liberty to say at the moment, but I have spoken to a couple of leaders and we've thrown the idea about, and we've actually always come across and said we're very open to the idea. Should a coalition be formed at any point in time, we would actually like African Democratic Party to be considered as part of that coalition if we share the same values as the other political parties that would participate in such a venture.
That was it. The president of ADP, Marceline Chikasha. Human traffickers in Zimbabwe have taken to social media to lure unsuspecting young girls and women from both the urban and rural areas to Kuwait.
under the pretext of lucrative jobs and better opportunities were trafficked to Kuwait by agents in both countries, and over 20 have been repatriated after suffering inhumane treatment in Kuwait. 22-year-old Leah Murimira is one of the young girls who managed to escape her abusive employer and is now in a shelter in Kuwait, awaiting repatriation to Zimbabwe. She tells us she was lured from rural Mondoro and is appealing for travel assistance as her parents cannot afford to buy her a ticket. We hear more on her situation.
I saw the agent in Zimbabwe. His name is called Edgar Gora. Then I came here in Kuwait on the 9th of March, and I stayed here for 1 month only in Kuwait.
When you left Zimbabwe, what were you told you were going to do there?
When I came in Kuwait, I was supposed to be a waitress. Then the agent of Kuwait, they took me to be a housemaid.
And how were you treated as a housemaid?
They were not treating me good. I spent the whole day working, and I had 4 hours only to have rest. All right, then my parents, they find the number of the embassy, then they get me. Then I started to talk to the one of the members of the Zimbabwe embassy in Kuwait. He told me what to do to be safe.
So what did you do then?
Okay, now I'm in shelter, but I'm not safe in the shelter because there's a shortage of water and food also.
And when you were there being employed, how much were you paid?
They told me that when I came to in Kuwait, I was supposed to be paid $500 per month.
But when you got there, how much were you paid?
$250.
Where were you in Zimbabwe before you came to Kuwait?
I was in Mondoro.
What
rural
were you,
area.
How did you get this message when you were in the rural area?
Message for coming in Kuwait?
Yes.
I get that message through my friend. He's called Joshua.
You mean through WhatsApp or what?
Through WhatsApp.
What would you like to see happen?
My wish is to come back home in Zimbabwe.
How are you going to travel? Were you able to take your passport?
No, she didn't give me my passport. She told me that I have to bring the ticket first, then she will give me my passport.
Who is this, your sponsor or your agent?
The Kuwait agent.
But do you have to pay any money before he releases your passport?
For me, she did not clarify, but I heard about the Zimbabwe, but they said if she told me so, she also needs money.
Your parents in a position to help you with the ticket or the money?
My family, they want me to come back home, but they don't have money to pay for the airplane.
That was a 22-year-old Leah Murimira, a Zimbabwean, from Mondoro, but now in Kuwait. Health experts urge people to stick to healthy traditional diets and exercise in order to fend off diabetes and other diseases. The Diabetes Association of Zimbabwe says 10 out of 100 people in the country have diabetes but may be unaware, as many people remain undiagnosed due to lack of knowledge about the disease. We hear more on the issue.
I'm Dr. J.C. Mangwiro. I'm a specialist physician and I'm a specialist diabetologist, a diabetes specialist. I'm also a consultant physician at Karas Central Hospital. I work for the Ministry of Health, and also I do some work in private. The symptoms of diabetes are quite straightforward. Most commonly, these people appear to have lots of polyuria, which is passing lots of urine, polydipsia, which means drinking lots of water endlessly. They even can drink more than 5 gallons and pass loads and loads of urine. If it's type 1, they at times lose weight. And at times, these people have problems with sight. They don't see properly because there's too much sugar in their eye. These people can also present with unhealing wounds or abscesses. If it's women, they can come with itchy private areas, even the males as well. They can also present with even a stroke, because diabetes can cause strokes as well. And it can also appear with a heart attack or heart failure. This is very important because we should know that people with hypertension can also have diabetes, and the symptoms might confuse. But it's important for people to understand that diabetes really is a disease that can attack nearly every organ. These people can also even appear with TB, where there is infection. These people can also, if they are young women, they can appear failing to conceive or have deformed children who are born with, say, with anencephaly, without head or something. So it's important that these people also know these symptoms, that diabetes does not only attack young people or old people, but anyone can be attacked by diabetes, yes.
And how can people stop themselves from getting diabetes? Is it a disease that can be controlled?
Type 1, there's nothing one can do, because it's an inborn error that these people have no functioning pancreas. But type 2, these people can actually control what they eat. They can control the amount of starch that they eat. They can control the amount of protein they eat. And they must exercise a lot so that they can burn up whatever energy is left over. And these people must, people can also learn to eat correctly, say, during the day, rather than Zimbabweans tend to eat lots of food and drink a lot at night and sleep and do nothing. So there is a tendency that most of the food that's left in the body will be reabsorbed and turned into fat. And once people are overweight, the fat leads to blockage and failure to function of the pancreas and the insulin that's produced, and then people end up with diabetes. So in short, people must eat properly healthy food, more of vegetables and fruit, and avoid these starchy foods. They must eat appropriate amounts, not overeat, and eat correct time and exercise a lot. They can have these symptoms regress. Those who have pre-diabetes may not develop the diabetes, and those who have diabetes might even end up without symptoms if they lose equal or enough amount of weight.
That was Dr. John Mangwiro of the Diabetes Association of Zimbabwe speaking to us from Harare. Some youth in the diaspora have challenged the government and other stakeholders in the fight to end climate change not to forget their contribution. President Robert Mugabe was in New York last week, where he became signatory to the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. Stephen Wunganai of the Global Youth Foundation Zimbabwe says the youth were given a place to contribute their views at the United Nations in New York yesterday, and he expects member countries, especially Zimbabwe and Africa, to also respect their views. Wunganai, who was at the New York meeting, tells us more on the issue.
It's one of the platforms that is actually a developmental cause in as far as climate change that has also affected our country, Zimbabwe, a lot. And climate change has had a lot of negative impacts affecting even the economy itself. And the fact that we are part also of this platform or signing of this Paris Agreement is quite a development in terms of taking action towards climate change. So I applaud that.
And what role do you play as the youth, especially representing Zimbabwe?
We are really trying to push the Zimbabwean youth to put the country on map, and also to be the voice of the voiceless in as far as own Zimbabwean youth are concerned. And we are also trying to be on the highest world platforms in engaging world leaders to also turn their eyes on our country and to address the challenges that we are facing as the Zimbabwean youth and also as the country at large.
What are some of these challenges that you're facing that you, representing Zimbabwe and other African youth, would like to see addressed, especially by your own governments?
We are pretty much concerned about the effects of climate change that our government has actually been reluctant in implementing the solutions we've actually proposed to them, and using, you know, the United Nations and other international agencies that are involved in climate change. Our country at most has faced a lot of unpredictable weather patterns that has actually affected our agricultural sector, hindering our economy. We have seen the right multitude of unemployment of the youth as well. We've been pushing the government in implementing the action practicable solutions in addressing these challenges. And we've been engaging other African nations and other African youths in addressing these challenges, not only as Zimbabwe, but also as African countries and also as African youth.
Take us through some of these solutions that you, as the youth, are actually recommending your governments to take for you, for example, Zimbabwe and then Africa in general.
We've been pushing for our governments economically to be financing climate change mitigation programs. And we have been looking back in Zimbabwe, we have been really trying to push the Ministry of Environment to really improve on small-scale productivity with provision of irrigation schemes and also addressing the challenges that are being faced by the youth, which are necessarily being caused by climate change. So these are other solutions we have been pretty much pushing. And we have also been engaging other international agencies to really work with our governments. And the proposals that these international agencies like the World Bank that I work with, we've been having proposals that are being sent to government, like our own government of Zimbabwe, references and recommendations that would need them to be implemented. But they haven't really been given much attention with our own governments, our own African governments. So we have really been trying to create a relationship between youth organizations that are working within Zimbabwe, within Africa, and working with other international agencies to really create a relationship with our own local governments as well.
That was Stephen Wunganayi of the Global Youth Foundation Zimbabwe speaking to us in New York. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I continue my conversation with Sydney Chisi, Director of Youth Initiative for Democracy, as he discusses some of the challenges that young people are facing in Zimbabwe, but more so, what the next struggle is that young people should be pushing to better Zimbabwe. As Sydney says, for many young people, it's an issue of their social and economic prosperity that is boggling them down.
And you want to think or say, what is next for such kind of a young person? You bump into a young woman and she's struggling not only to survive in a very patriarchal community, but also in a world that she needs to survive under very harsh conditions that would come either socially or economically. So the socio-economic issues are the issues that are bogging down and that are affecting young people, and they've got an impact on the thing that they will not even go and participate politically, because they'll tell you, Sydney, no, actually, you can't come here and talk about the Constitution. You can't even come here and talk about the rule of law. Thank you so much.
World over, you know, young people, of course, are majority, the demographic, you know, in terms of population. And I think the struggles, as you're pointing out, are very similar. But, you know, in the spirit of independence, what is your message to young Zimbabweans?
No, I think the message is of hope, that all things come to an end. And the last kicks of a dying horse, they are always deadly. Some people will definitely not see a liberated Zimbabwe. But when we do things that we do as young people, let us not do those things for us to benefit. Let us not think about our kids. The people who went to war, they did not really go to war for them to become president. The people who went to war for the real cause, they went to war to make sure that Zimbabwe was liberated. Only those who went as opportunists are the ones who went and said, okay, fine, after independence, where will I be and what course am I going to get? So as young people, we still need to continue demanding for accountability, to continue to demand for transparency from every quarter, your local council, your chief, your headmaster, whoever that you want to take. But also all those things, they need to come with a level of responsibility. So as young people, we need to ensure that we remain responsible in everything that we do, so that when we put our mark, we will not be dismissed and say, those are the behavior of young people. Young people have to be responsible for their present. They also have got a generational mandate.
And with that, Sydney, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you, Tatenda, and have a nice.
That was Sydney Chisi, Director of a Youth Initiative for Democracy, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, hoping you'll join me next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930. 13860 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuMabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inhlanganiso kahulumende weMelika incedisa abalambayo labaswelayo emhlabeni jikelele e-United States Agency for International Development ithi imuli zeZimbabwe eziningi sezenelisile ukuzimela ngenyawo ngemva kwenhlelo zokufundisa abantu ngokulima lokufuya. Indlala eselizweni ngenxa yokunganiki kuhle kwezulu isibangele ukuthi iningi labantu ikakhulu eFilabusile liqhubeke ngokwemba amatshe aligugu lanxa kulengxaki eziningi kulomsebenzi. Umlobi uMnumzana Bhekizwe Dube uthi uselolonge kutsha ugwalo lwakhe oluthiwa emzini wexhego lwaba yi-second edition njalo ulungiselela ukukhulumisana lohulumende ukuthi lusetshenziswe ezikolo. Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Inhlanganiso kahulumende weMelika incedisa abalambayo labaswelayo emhlabeni jikelele e-United States Agency for International Development ithi imuli zeZimbabwe eziningi sezenelise ukuzimela ngenyawo ngemva kwenhlelo zayo zokufundisa abantu ngokulima lokufuya. I-USAID ithi isebenza lezakhamizi endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe izihlomisa ngenhlelo zentuthuko ezigoqela ukufuya inkomo, imbuzi, inkukhu kanye lokulima. Isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso uMnumzana Thabisani Moyo uthi banengi kakhulu abaphathiswe inhlanganiso le asebesenelisa ukuphilisa imuli zabo kuhle.
Zikhona imuli eziningi ezijabulayo zikhuluma kanje. Ngizaqala ngokwazisa ngomthimba obekhona esigabeni seGwanda lapho imuli ezathola ulwazi olukhona kulezi nsuku olwe-artificial insemination. Kusenzelwa ukuthi bathole umhlobo ongcono owezinkomo ozabanika inzuzo ephezulu kulante ababekade beyithola. Sikhangele njalo ukuthi siphathise imuli eziningi esigabeni sakusiphepha lapho inhlelo zethu ze-agribusiness zihlanganise izakhamizi namabhizimusi amakhulu athenga lokuthengiswa kwenkomo. Babiza abantu bako-grills ukuthi bayethenga imbuzi esigabeni sakusiphepha ngale. Iningi lethu bethengisa imbuzi ngemali engange-$30 kodwa-ke ukusebenzisa ama-organized markets enelise ukuthi izimuli zethu zizuze imali engaba ngama-$50 kusiya kubo-$60 ngambuzi inye. So lokhu-ke kuyanceda kakhulu imuli ukuthi zithole ukudla uma zingaze zithengise izifuyo zabo. Njalo futhi sibona imuli eziningi zisenelisa ukubhadalela abantwana babo ezikolweni kanye lokuthola imali yokuzuza ukuya esibhedlela.
Ungazithembisani izakhamizi emaphandleni ezizwe nge-$20 million eliphe inhlanganiso ye-World Food Program ukubana ithengele abalambayo ukudla?
Into eqakathekileyo baba Nkomo ukuthi i-$20 million leyo ikhona nje ukuthi iphathise, kodwa-ke umsebenzi omkhulu uzamele uyenziwe yizakhamizi zethu. Zisiphathise ukuthi sitholele labo abashelisisayo ukudla. Sikhethe abantu abangenelisiyo ukuthi baziphandele. Njalo futhi ngizathatha leli thuba ukwazisa izakhamuzi ezifuyile ukuthi kuhle ukuthi bathengise ezinye izifuyo zabo ukuze benelise ukuthengela ukudla. Ukudla kokufida imuli zabo lokudla kokufida inkomo zabo ngesikhathi kungasatholakali amadlelo emazweni.
UMnumzana Thabisani Moyo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-USAID ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 eseHarare.
ukusenjalo isiphathamandla sebandla leMDC elikhokelwa umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai eFilabosi umnumzana Zenzo Ncube uthi indlala eselizweni ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu isibangele ukuthi iningi labantu kulesi sigaba liqhubeke ngokwemba amatshe aligugu lanxa kule ngxaki eziningi kulomsebenzi.
Inzuzo ayikho kangako ngoba nxa komile legangeni kuyabe komile amanzi kawakho kaatholakali ukuthi abantu benze khonokho nje ukuthi kutshekesha futhi kutshekesha kuyabe kungasebenzi. Inhlanganiso zikhona sibili kodwa zisaphathise kuhle ngoba kula bantu abakhethwa ikakhulu abasele kwaziwe kade bethola uncedo lwemali. Sokuzokuthi bakhona kade bethola ukuthengiselwa ama-50 kg umuntu. Yiko okukhona kodwa kwabaningi hayi indlala ikhona sibi okuvelela kuhulumende hayi angakubona okukwazi khona hayi okwenkomeni kuhle ngoba izulu libuyile khosa inyanga ezimbili linile sibele kuhle hayi utshani kuningi egangeni hayi okokuchuba kwenkomo hayi sokudlulile kodwa bekukubi sibi lokuthi ngayizulu azange libuye hayi inkomo bezizaphela sibi. Unfortunately thina lapha kithi ukhansile kade silaye wasuka wabhubha kungwezana ufika kodwa usebemfakile omunye ngesesithemba ukuthi sesizakwanza ukuthi sikhulumisane laye nxa engasoze asebenzise uhlangothi kungaba kuhle kakhulu. Lo obekhona sasikhonteste sonke ngo-2013 wasephanga asazange ahlali kanganani wabhubha then-ke kuthethe isikhathi ukuthi bareplace kubisele omunye wakhona. Thina sizange sifilde candidate-ke wangena yedwa bakhontesta kodwa basebengene bebodwa.
Nawe uzabenzelani abantu?
Ngangivele sengingalifile ngathi ngingakangeni ucampaign ngangisenza ngangirehabilitate amabhozi. Amabhozi ayesesile kuwadi yami ngangiwalandela ngiwalungi ngama-resources ami. Ngangihambe ngacela imvumo kusobhuku okhona le endunini bangidindela incwadi ngayidindisa ekhansilini eFlabos ukuthi ngingatholakali sengihlutshwa ngoba lamanje ngiseselalo iphepha lakho sinjalo.
Ngezinye indlela wawuzadala umehluko
kakhulu ngangizawudala ngoba ngangelama-programs nje abaningi ikakhulu especially ngangifisa ukuthi khona ngakwenzakala njengakithi lapha komile ukuthi abantu imizi eyi-10 ehlisi ithole ibhola eqondane lapho.
Lowo umnumzana Zenzo Ncube isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekhonale eFilabosi. Umlobi umnumzana Bhekizwe Dube uthi uselolonge kutsha ugwalo lwakhe oluthiwa Emzini Wexhego lwaba yi-second edition njalo ulungiselela ukukhulumisana lohulumende ukuthi lusetshenziswe ezikolo. Umnumzana Dube ohlala kwele South Africa njalo edabuka itsholotsho esigabeni senduna uMathupula usichazisela okuningi ngogwalo lwakhe.
Sokuvikezanya ekhaya ukuyakhulumisana labezimseke ngibanike ibhuku balikhangele balihlolisise ukuthi lifanele yini ukuthi lingaba sezikoleni. Kuselibhuku elifanayo nje lamukeleke kakhulu lamanje abantu bayalifuna. Ngisaligodlile ngesizathu sokuthi ngifuna ukuthi ngilihambise kwabezemfundo balibone. Ibhuku leli lona ngiqale ukuliloba ngo-1999 ngisesekhaya eZimbabwe. Akubanga lula-ke kwaba nzima ukuthi ngithole indlela zokulipaplisha. Lalisesele sihloko esithi umango wempilo. Sengifike ngapha-ke e-South Africa ngase ngiguqula indatshana yonke nje ngayiguqula ngase ngiyifaka ngenye indlela. Khona akubanga lula ukuthi ngize ngifinyelele ukuthi ngipaplishe ngoba bekufuneka izimali ezithile. Kodwa-ke ngiye ngalandela imigudu efanelekileyo ngafika labe lakube National Library lapha e-South Africa ngakhulumisana labo bangicebisa kwaze kwaba sekuthi ngiphumelele ukulilobo.
Ungasichazela amafitshane ukuthi ugwalo lolu lumayelana lani?
Ugwalo lolu ngisebenzise umlingiswa omqoka njengokuthi kube yini engilandisayo. Ngilandisa ekuqaleni ngendlela engikhule ngayo bese nxa sengisegoli lapha-ke nokudinga imisebenzi bese ngihlangabezana labafana engaphula labo sebelisa isikhili sasekwaluseni ukuthi eyi siselusa wawusihlukumeza usenza kanje kusaya. So manje lapha egoli thina sesilamandla ukudlula wena. Laba bafana kutho ukuthi ngabafana abasebeizigebenga sebebambe inkunzi sebethwala imibhobho. Kube sekuvele umbiko ukuthi ekhaya ubaba akasekho. Ngithawu kutho ukuthi laba bafana bebengihlolela. Ukusuka kwami-ke lapho ngisiyangcwaba ubaba ekhaya sengizela ekhaya kulapho ke ukuqala khona ukuvela umuzi wechegu ngoba inyabe ngisesaba ukuyafika lapho engihlala khona ngesizathu sokuthi bayangazi lapho engihlala khona bese ngizula ke le migwaqo egoli kulapho engitholwa khona ngomunye owesifazane okuthiwa ngontombi kayisembatha omunye umlingisi engisebenzisileyo lapho wazafika ke abe sengathi ucela ukubuza indawo kumbe ihotela kanti ule nhloso yokuthi angibambi angihlale ngenze kuseni le yokulalisa abe sengihinga athathe into inso le izanceda umntanakhe ovele egula ngesifo sezinso ofuna ukuthi athole i-kidney transplant kulapho-ke okuqala khona umuzi wechegu sengisephutsheni umuzi wechegu ngiwubona ngisephutsheni ngiphile-ke impilo yakomunye umuzi ongaphansi komhlaba oyiwo umuzi wechegu ongakazibone ngabanye abantu kube yimpilo yasemandulo ngilandise-ke ukuthi ekugcineni sengiphaphama laphana la kuvela khona ukuthi bokuliphupho kodwa angeke ulinanzele iliphupho laze ulinanzele ekugcineni nxa sengiphapheni
esingathi ngesilungu inspiration wayithatha ngaphi kanye lokulolimo olusebenzisayo kuyini okwakunika idlabuzane
okay ngiyabonga kakhulu umbuzo wakho umama ongizalayo ube lesandla kakhulu ekulobeni kwami ibhuku leli ngoba izinganekwane ayesixoxela zona sisesebancane sikhula lo limi alikhulumayo nje lamanje isindebele asikhulumayo sihlukile kakhulu kulesi ndebele esijwayelekileyo ingathi sijulile yiko kwangithathekisayo ukuthi ngelinye ilanga ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngibhale ibhuku ngaqala-ke ngisesesikolweni ngababalisi bangifundisayo bake bawabona amabhuku engangiyawabhala ize angilahlekela nje babe ngikhuthaza labo ukuthi kwinilanga uzaba ngumlovo futho ukuthi-ke umama nguye obe ngumuntu olesandla esikhulu ekuthini kubhalwe leli bhuku izahluko ezimbili zakuqala zivele zigxile kakhulu ekukhuleni kwami lasembalini yakhe yena umama ngithe ngimsebenzise ukuze kube yimbali engeke yafa yaphela ngaye umama
lowo umlobi umnumzana Bhekizwe Dube odabuka eCholocho esigabeni seNduna uMathupula obexoxa ngogwalo lwakhe oluthiwa emzini wexhego ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington lisibamba kumakakhasi aku 909 medium wave laku shortwave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kilohertz lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjeni kwi-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Lamhla ngixoxa lesizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza kwele Zambia uVusumuzi Sifile Sibanda. Sikhangela udlakela lwenkethabethabi oluqhamuke kulelo lizwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Sibanda.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Kunjani khona ngapha eZambia?
Kathi sokusiya kungani hayi sokuthulisa kodwa amalanga asanda kwedlula lapha hayi bekungamanga kuhle sibili bekulodlakela kuhlaselwa ikakhulu abantu abasuka kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abeRwanda, iBurundi kanye labeCongo, iDRC.
Luqale njani kahle kahle lolu dlakela? Inkinga ibe kuphi?
Udlakela lolu luqale ngathi inyanga lezi nje ezimbili ezintathu ezisanda kwedlula kuke kwaba labantu abaningi akade betholakala befile basikwasikwa bakhutshwa izitho. So kwasokuqala nje abantu abakade begcwalisa amahungahunga ukuthi abantu abasuka kwamanye amazwe laba lamabhizinesi lapha yibo ababulala abantu bese bebakhupha izitho ukwenzela ukuthi amabhizinesi abo alokhu ahambe kuhle.
Khona ngapho abantu bakholelwa kakhulu entweni zemithi yini?
iZambia yona angithi isekelo sombuso sabo bathi iChristian nation, kodwa ke iningi labantu abalapha bayakholelwa entweni zobuthakathi, bayakholwa ukuthi hayi ubuthakathi lemithi kukhona njalo kuya kulabanye abakusebenzisayo entweni zamabhizinesi lemisebenzini. So kwathi kuqalisa ukutholakala abantu befile baqunywaqunywa wakhitshwa izitho, abaningi baqalisa ukusola ukuthi kulabo somabhizinisi abangaba besenza lokho. So basebesithi bona izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezilamabhizinesi lapha kusho ukuthi yizo ezenza lokho. Then kwabe sokuqala-ke udlakela abantu besuka bengena ezitolo zabantu bona abavetshontsha impahla, betshontsha ukudla, besenzani kube lokulimazana.
Ngigcine kulaba kwamanye amazwe ababili abalumathiswe ngomlilo batsha bafa, bakhona abanye abasuke bafa ngemva kwalabo?
Besingakezwa imbiko sibile semthethweni esuka emapholiseni la ithi uqamba bona abababili kuphela, kodwa amahungahunga nje nxa abantu bekhuluma hayi kukhanya kungaba nje bekhona abanye abafileyo kwamanye amalokithi, kodwa hayi ngingakuqambela amanga nxa ngingathi ngiyakwazi ukuthi kwenzakale ngathi mina.
Udlakela lolu luqale esigodlweni iLusaka, alukasabalali yini ngezinye indawo?
Kwesethu kuzwile thina kukhonapha esigodlweni eLusaka, besingakezwa ngamanye amadolobha. Ngoba eLusaka ngathi kwaqala nje elokitshini elilodwa, kwangani kuyalumatha, kwagcwala kwamanye amalokitshi. Yikho lapho kwagcina sokuzwakala ukuthi eKhanyama kwafa abantu ababili, omunye batshiswa, kwasala kungakhanyi lokuthi bekungubani. So kwasuka kubo Khanyama, kwazwakala sokugcele kubo Bawuleni, Chayisa, ngathi amalokithi wonke nje ase ahlala abantu abaningi eLusaka, kwagcina lukhona udlakela lona.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala lokusebenza khona ngapho njengawe ohlangana lazo zithini ngalesi siga?
Ngingathi bonke abantu balokwesaba lokwethuka nje, ngoba into engajayelekanga eZambia. Ngathi abantu beZambia nje besibazi njengabantu abathuliyo, abantu abangathandi udlakela. So lokho kwenzakale amalanga lasanda kwedlula, kwethusa abantu abaningi. Kodwa-ke hhayi, bengingakezwa abeZimbabwe abangabe belimele kumbe nabo abazithole bephakathi kwalolu dlakela.
Ubona baningi yini abavele eZimbabwe abasebenza eZambia, ikakhulu ontanga?
Banenganyana sibili abasebenza lapha bevele behlala lapha, ubesokufithi bakhona abanye ababuya phose nsuku zonke ngamabhasi bezohoda impahla bethone besebenza lapha babuyele.
Ukhona kuyaphileka yini eZambia nxa sikhangela ukutholakala kwemisebenzi nxa siqathanisa lempilo eZimbabwe?
Hayi, nxa siqathanise iZambia leZimbabwe, iZambia isasengcono kakhulu. Of course labo kukhona okuyake kubakhathaze lapha lalaphayana, kodwa hayi, ukuphileka kuyaphileka sibili. Ngoba ngithi bona balokho besebenzisa imali yabo, and ngathi iviki le esanda kwedlula imali yabo ikhanye sibili ingani iyaqina. Ngoba iKwacha last week lalikubo $1 ibisinika about 12 Kwacha, kodwa kathesi iKwacha seligeni leseluku 9. So kuyaphileka nje lokuthi ukudla konke kuyatholakala. Le msebenzi nje hayi ikhanya minengi sibili la.
Hayi, ibe kukuhle ukuba lawe umnumzana Sibanda, siyabonga kakhulu.
Lami ngiyabonga babankomo.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngixoxa lesizalwane seZimbabwe esisebenza eZambia, umnumzana Vusumuzi Sifile Sibanda. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo unguntungameli Nkomo Lilale.
Sibonge untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 wabesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Namhlanje yaqhutshwa umoya uthandaza Nkosi yami, ngiyacela manihambe kanye nawe Nkosi Siya mani hambe mihla yo kanye nawe Nkosi anifune yami ndlela mayiphele intando yami. mina kanye nawe nkosi kanye nawe nkosi kanye nawe
umculo weqembu le Men of Influence besithi kanye nawe olivalelisayo musithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.